Okay, so we're back at the live room again, and tonight we're talking to...
We are Son of Town Hall. Pleased to be here.
And so this is the last show in Britain, and then you're back off to America.
We travel everywhere by raft, so there are big gaps between our sections of touring, and we hope to be in America on the raft by June if we leave tomorrow. Mm. We should get there by then. If yeah. I'm navigating,
well, yeah, to be debated, but yes,
I think the first time the raft went over, the navigator was Neutrino's wife. Is that correct? Were you on that first to crossing?
Papa Neutrino, a forefather of us, you know, raised beneath the card tables of San Francisco, and a real inspiration.
Now here in Saltaire, you would have had the option of arriving by river or canal. What was your choice?
Yeah, it's been an interesting tour for us, because there's been some really helpful waterways and then there's been some really unhelpful waterways, and obviously the canal system for us is an issue because of the tunneling involved. So there's a fair amount of porterage that has to go on if you meet the tunnels. But I can't remember, how did we come up to here? I can't remember what was it called?
We used the canal.
We did use the canal.
And then a lot of help from the good people of the live room to help us. But of course, we book most of our shows based on proximity to water, and this was an easy choice for us.
One of the exciting options, if your raft actually fitted through the tunnels, was of course using your feet to push it through on the top. Yes.
Yeah.
Quite strenuous, however.
With an insight like that, you're welcome to join us. That could help, couldn't it? Someone who actually knows what they're doing on a water vessel.
Sometimes I believe they use child labour for that, so you know, perhaps you could grab a few children off the streets here and take them for another time.
Well, they'd have to be tall children, otherwise the legs won't reach the tunnel roof. Or sometimes they use up planks on the outside to go down the side of the tunnel.
Yeah, I mean, we're a crew of two generally, and obviously we also put a premium on writing songs as much as possible when we're out there. And so sometimes I'll be working while my shipmate here is in the throes of inspiration, and it can be quite treacherous to try to navigate any waterway as a solo operator.
Yeah, I think because of the musical element of our travels, there's often moments where you just haven't got the other one; it hasn't got your back. Because he's got a guitar and he's writing a song. And
I mean, I would add that the only time we do have each other's back is actually when we're singing together. And otherwise, it can be quite a sticky affair out there. Neither of us is a very strong swimmer, and so that can be a challenge.
Lots of material for songs, though, in splashing about, falling in, other people jumping in.
Yeah, and of course, the biggest thing for us is the kind of yearning for dry land, the way you feel about what you've left behind and the way you feel about where you're going and what that might bring you and the opportunities it might bring you. So it really is a great place to kind of come up with these things. Plus the singing of the songs with other ships and their crews. They pull alongside, we sing the songs, we learn their songs, we teach them ours. And there's a kind of church out there, but that's only when you're lucky enough to actually come into contact with others. There can be months with nothing but the contact to my shipmate here.
I just wanted to add that, you know, many a man and some women push off to escape things, and you know, we found out quite quickly that this is a round globe we're on with a gravitational force that doesn't quite allow escape. And so as much as we tried to avoid things and as much as we tried to overcome things and leave things behind, we found that we were bound to them. And we still are bound to them, wherever we are.
I mean, I'm still hoping for the end of the world where it just stops and we drop off the edge.
And then you'd either go past the tortoise or maybe nothing.
Yeah.
Might just fall for forever.
Yeah.
A falling raft, you know, is a good illustration for a...
Maybe it can grow wings and it can turn into some other kind of travelling vessel. Mm-hmm. One of the air vessels that we've read about in the... The books of the future.
If only.
Now, I'm intrigued about the junk raft side of this. I'm guessing it's not necessarily a particularly tight ship, and maybe you discover things that it's been made of that you didn't know were there. And
there are, you know, it's, I guess, essentially it's just rags, rope, and lumber strung together as tightly as we know our knots. And which is not incredibly tight sometimes, yeah. Especially if this guy here is in charge of the those particular binds.
You try to pack what you need for a journey, but sometimes you find that the vessel itself provides what you need, and so we sometimes find ourselves pulling into a harbor with less of a raft than we left with, because we had to use certain things that that were tethered to it.
Yeah, I mean, the other day I lost a shoe overboard and was really pleased to discover that a shoe had been tied in amongst the lumber to form part of the raft, so I could just grab that and make myself a pair again.
That was a part of the inspiration for a song we call Cobbler's Hill that that we played at the Live Room. And, you know, it's a particularly tender number, but it's strange how these things come about.
I'm thinking you could find yourselves immortalized in not only painting but perhaps sculpture, because there are quite a few sculptures around that have got clocks and toasting forks and so forth, you know, within the larger features.
Yeah, and I mean, I speak for myself here, but I can certainly see myself at the front of a ship carved out of wood gliding, you know, I see myself as a kind of
it's funny you'd say that, because
I guess a forward thinker.
I tend to think of myself more as the man up front, but
well,
you know.
Yeah, I mean, you say that, but I know your shortcomings as a sailor, and I think that puts that will put you, I think, further down the back.
More than just knots.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, we all have our shortcomings. We all have our flaws.
It strikes me that while ships aren't known for having two figureheads, rafts on the whole don't have any. So maybe that's a good thing.
You know, listen, we're striking out in some new terrain in many respects. You know, it's interesting to think about our raft right now is not the envy of any sea vessel, of any seaman, you know. But I think that there's room for growth, and someday, you know, we may make some improvements to it, and maybe there will be a couple of figureheads up front.
Yeah, I mean, I'm already thinking of a couple of people we know who could sculpt quite an interesting similarity of your head and my head.
We do work with a lot of painters, and when we can sit still long enough to be painted, we have a few people working on some quite striking canvases of us right now.
You ever took any of these friends on the raft with you?
Mostly. I mean, they don't stay long if they come aboard.
Well, I think it's often glorified life on the water, and the reality of standing on those boards for months on end, waiting for the next seagull to drop so you've actually got food, or, you know, finding fresh water or running out of your last piece of salt pork can really get to your average man. And I think the reality hits them and they're quickly off.
Well, they'd have to decide pretty quickly, wouldn't they? Because once you were out
you're out, my friend. Yeah, and I think that the pushing off, and that's a nautical term, is an interesting moment for anyone emotionally, to see the land push away, but to realize that's it. They take one look at the pair of us and they realize that's it for months on end, and most would just dive back in and swim ashore.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who like to look at us for 2 45-minute sets, but very few who want to spend weeks on end with us.
Well, we are looking forward to the 2 45-minutes, and also realizing we should treasure this experience, because you will vanish and there will be some period when the raft will not be sighted. So we're looking forward to tonight.
Thank you, and I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the beautiful metaphors that we've realized in doing this project is that we have learned to cherish our time together, because we don't know how long it will be that we'll be among you, and you don't know how long it'll be that you'll be among us. And so we really find that when communities come out to listen to this music, it's a celebration of more than just song, but of humanity.
So yes, in the next decade or so, we hope you float back into salt air. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for
your
time.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.